This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Specialist Chuck Gill. Voting season is nearly upon us. Acting Director of the Voting Assistance Program, Pam Mitchell, says military voter assistance is stronger than it has ever been.
We have a mobile website we just unveiled last week so that using a smartphone or a tablet from anywhere you may be, you can obtain access to our information and our tools. When you go online, you have drop-down menus and things that literally walk you through step-by-step how to do something. In this case, registering for and obtaining an absentee ballot.
For more information, visit fvap.gov. That's where you can access information on all U.S. states or see your local voter assistance officer. The Army will institute new fees for child and youth programs beginning October 1st to coincide with a Department of Defense policy to standardize the cost of child care across the services. The change affects users of child development centers, school-age care, family child care, middle school and teen programs, youth sports and fitness, and Army community-based programs. Some families may see an increase in their child care fees, while others will see a reduction. In some cases, families may not see a change. The new fees are based on total family income, not rank or civilian grade. Families affected by the new fees will receive information about their specific changes through their local child, youth, and school services. The North Dakota Army National Guard has received new helicopters, the UH-72A Lakota. The Lakota is the Army's newest light utility helicopter and is replacing the UH-1H Iroquois and OH-58 Kiowa helicopters. Fielding the Lakotas will allow more UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters to deploy. That's Soldiers Radio News.